What are your thoughts about the BCIRG-006 trial? We have intriguing results in a press release at this point of efficacy with the AC followed by docetaxel Herceptin arm having a roughly around a 50% reduction in relapse rate, the TCH arm about 39%, both better than the non-trastuzumab AC docetaxel arm. They're saying that even though the numbers look different, they're not statistically different at this point. What's your take on that?
I have run preclinical models in my own lab for 25 years. I think Dennis and I are both strong believers in these models. I have always been a strong believer in taxane, platinum, Herceptin combinations in breast cancer. Nick Robert and I have just submitted the Taxol Carbo Herceptin frontline metastatic data, the randomized trial that was done with US Oncology and McGill. One of our community hospitals, St. Mary's, I think, was one of the first to adopt Taxol Carbo Herceptin or Taxotere Carbo Herceptin as the standard frontline treatment in metastatic breast cancer. If we had not been so totally loyal and committed to NSABP, we may well have accrued onto that BCIRG-006. I am a very strong believer in that regimen. I'm delighted by the early results that both arms are positive. It's nice that the AC going into TH confirms the current B31 data. I would find it surprising in the long run if the TCH hazard ratio at a more mature point was that strikingly different. I think it's a wonderful combination based upon synergy. It's logical and will have an exquisitely low rate of cardiac toxicity.
In the patient who's younger, you don't have cardiac concerns right now, you said that you take, quote, the B31 approach. Do you bring up the issue of TCH also?
At this point, we don't. We're very much evidence-driven, Neil. So, as I mentioned before, our own treatment guidelines are we restrict the treatment to within 6 months following the end of the chemotherapy and to those lesions 1 centimeter and more. So we are very evidence-driven in our own practice. However, as the evidence becomes more mature on the TCH data, just as we have leaned strongly towards accepting the Taxol or Taxotere Carbo Herceptin in frontline metastatic, we will also be very carefully watching this data because it's possible it could become the standard.